The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, if you could spare a measly $28 million, you could fly into space. Well, kind of, sort of. Yeah, I've got that and much, much more. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. And as we have done the last few days, it is our privilege to welcome our Columbus audience listening to Bob Burney Live on The Word, AM 880, WRFD, and 104.5 FM. But we also have the privilege of welcoming our listeners in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. For about a week now, I've had the privilege of filling in for Bill Bunkley while he is on vacation. But good news to those of you living in Tampa. Bill will be on the air. Lord willing, Bill will be back on the air tomorrow. So you will have your familiar talk show host, Bill Bunkley, will be back on the air tomorrow. And I know you folks have missed him, but it has just been a distinct honor to fill in. All right. Yeah, $28 million. Have you heard about this? I am a little bit of a space junkie. I tell my audience all the time, I am not an expert on anything, but I've always had a fascination with space. When I was in junior high school, I read every single science fiction book in our library. I could not get enough of science fiction. And I've always just been fascinated with space travel, spacecraft. I mean, the real space travel and science fiction. Well, this is not science fiction. Tomorrow morning, Jeff Bezos, he's arguably the richest man on Earth. That title keeps bouncing back and forth between two or three people. But right now, he is considered to be the richest man on Earth. And he has formulated Blue Origin. That is his space company. He wants to build rocket ships that will not only go to the International Space Station. He wants to go to the moon, and like all of the other people in the space industry, they want to go to Mars and maybe beyond. Well, tomorrow morning, the richest man in the world is going to blast off from their private spaceport atop a rocket called Blue Origin, and they will blast off to a suborbital flight, which means they won't actually go into orbit. The whole thing, from beginning to end, is going to last about 11 minutes. Yeah. And it's even debatable whether he's actually going to be in space or not. Technically, they will say, yes, he has. But others will say, he's not in space. They will experience weightlessness for 2 to 3 minutes. That's it. And then they will parachute back to Earth. Now, Richard Branson went into quote-unquote space, what was it, last week. He did not, well, the delivery system is completely different. Richard Branson, his spacecraft has lifted into the air by a gigantic jet airplane. And then it's dropped at, I think it's about an altitude of 50,000 feet. It's dropped, and then the rockets are engaged, and it goes straight up from there. Blue Origin will blast straight up as a rocket and will go suborbital. And, Richard Branson came back as a glider, kind of similar to the space shuttle, and landed as a glider. Blue Origin with Bezos tomorrow will come back with parachutes. And this is fascinating. One of the passengers who had paid $28 million canceled. Now, if you had dreamed of going into space enough that you were willing to lay out $28 million, he canceled. Why? Because of a schedule conflict. Say what? Well, that's what he said. And we don't know the name of the individual, but he had and I'm quoting, a scheduling conflict. Yeah. So, total, Jeff Bezos will be going up. His brother Mark Bezos will be going up. An 82-year-old woman by the name of Wally Funk. She was one of the first female astronauts. Never went into space, but she was part of the Apollo 13 program that was canceled before she ever went into space. But she's 82 years old. She will be the oldest person to go into space. And then rounding out the crew will be he's a teenager. His last name is Damon. I think he's 18. He will be the youngest person ever to go into space. So you got the Bezos brothers, gazillionaires, the oldest individual, and certainly the oldest woman to go into space, and the youngest individual. He's 18 years old. He's working to obtain his pilot's license. He is the son of a multi-millionaire. So anyway, they're going to blast off tomorrow. It will be it'll be interesting. But I don't want to be overly critical here. I really don't, because I have kind of an infatuation with space and travel and all of that. But what will this accomplish? You know, the space shuttle had a purpose. We worked on the Hubble telescope. They spent days and weeks in orbit. They did all kinds of experiments, and it had a purpose. The only purpose is to give the world's richest man a joyride. Yeah, that's about it. Now, if it's a success, and we hope it will be, because there's going to be four human beings on this thing. The capsule, I understand, can hold six, but only four will be on the Blue Origin. If it's a success, it will open the doors, you know, to commercial space flight. But this and the launch last week or the week before with Richard Branson, two gazillionaires just getting a joyride. Now, if they can afford it, more power to them. But as far as practical benefits for humanity, not really. But it's going to be fascinating to watch anyway. Had no intention of spending that much time on that segment. When we come back, one of the leaders of the Virginia Parent Teacher Association is in some hot water. And deservedly so. If you haven't heard this story, Wait till you hear what she wished on people who simply disagreed with her when we come back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I say this often on this program because I believe it. Those who talk most about love, inclusion, tolerance, practice it the least. This is what we hear all the time from the liberal left. We got to be inclusive. We got to be inclusive. We got to be compassionate. Yeah. Well, let me set this up for you and then play the audio. Last week, there was a Stop Critical Race Theory rally at the Luther Jackson Middle School in Northern Virginia. It was a rally that was planned and conducted by parents who are concerned about critical race theory in their schools because they believe, as I do, critical race theory is, in essence, racist itself. So they were very concerned, so they had a rally, Stop CRT rally. Well, today there is also always a counter rally. So leading the counter rally was Michelle Leet, or Leety, L-E-E-T-E. Michelle Leety. She is leading the counter rally. She is the vice president of training at the Virginia PTA. She is the vice president of communications for the Fairfax County PTA. And she is the first vice president of the Fairfax County NAACP. And so she rose to speak to the counter-protesters, and here is what she said. Listen carefully.
I am Michelle Leet, the very proud first vice president of Fairfax County NAACP. So let's meet and remain steadfast in speaking truth, tearing down double standards, and refuting double talk. Let's not allow any double-downing on lies. Let's prepare our children for a world they deserve. Let's deny this off-key band of people that are anti-education, anti-teacher, anti-equity, anti-history, anti-racial reckoning, anti-opportunities, anti-health people, anti-diversity, anti-platform, anti-science, anti-change agent, anti-social justice, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-children, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-environment, anti-emissions policy change, anti-inclusion, anti-live and let live people. Let them die. Don't let these uncomfortable people.
Okay. That's enough. She's off on this tirade, and she reaches a climax, and she says, "Let them die." And did you hear the response of the crowd? Now, here's what's fascinating. If you watch the video, the people who had arranged the rally, the Stop Critical Race Theory rally, they treated this woman with respect. They didn't boo her. They didn't shout her down. They listened to this diatribe, and they were silent and let her speak. And then her supporters, the people who support critical race theory, were listening, and finally, and they didn't say anything until she says, "Let them die." And at that point, they erupted in applause. If you couldn't hear it all, she says, "Let's deny this off-key band of people, she's talking about people, that are anti-education, anti-teacher, anti-equity, anti-history, anti-racial reckoning, anti-opportunities, anti-help people, anti-diversity, anti-platform, anti-science, anti-change agent, anti-social justice, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-children, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-environment, anti-admissions policy change, anti-inclusion, anti-live and let live people, let them die. I've said this over and over and over again. With the far liberal left, unless you agree with everything, you are not allowed to speak. You must be destroyed. So in other words, if you do not support critical race theory, you're anti all of those things, and I won't go through the list again. Anyway, that was last week. Well, it went viral, and well, it should. On Saturday, the Virginia PTA announced that it had requested and received her resignation. Quote, "While not speaking in her role within Virginia PTA, we do not condone the choice of words used during a public event on Thursday, July 15th. Virginia PTA requests and receives the resignation of Michelle Leety due to her comments wishing the death of parents who disagree with her," the Fairfax County Parent Teachers Association wrote. "The actions and rhetoric of Mrs. Leety and all of the like-minded partisan supporters are deeply disappointed. It evinces a deep lack of concern for children and parents, particularly where the well-being of children and families clash with political considerations." That is the statement from the Fairfax County Parents Association. So, both the Virginia PTA and the Fairfax County PTA said, "No, you do not represent us. We condemn what you said. We want your resignation." Sadly, at least as of today, she still has her job with the Fairfax County NAACP. I would hope that they would speak up against this violent, evil rhetoric as well. But far more troubling than this woman's comments is the applause. And again, if you heard the audio, they don't say anything until she says, "Let them die." And she obviously waited for the crowd's response. And they applauded. I had a caller earlier today say, "Bob, you're always talking about the liberal left, the liberal left." Uh-huh. Yeah. And this is one of the reasons why I constantly and continually warn about what the liberal left is doing to everything they touch. All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live in Ohio and in Florida, and we'll be back.